Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about Claire Weeks's philosophy of floating through anxiety, and this is part one. I will have part two for you in the next episode. Now, Claire Weeks said, learn to float in anxiety, to be aware and yet unafraid. And that's what I am hoping to help you be able to do in these next two episodes, today and the next episode, is to learn what this is all about and how you can practice it so that it becomes more second nature to you to float, because that is when you will be aware of your thoughts, your emotions, your sensations, your pain, whatever you have going on, but you will be unafraid, because it is that fear, that second fear that Claire Weeks coined, that is the problem. You know, she believed that anxiety and panic attacks were caused by a fear of the symptoms and the sensations, and I might add the thoughts themselves, rather than any external threat. So that's how she coined the term second fear, to describe the additional fear and distress that people with anxiety experience in response to their initial anxious sensations. According to Weeks, this second fear exacerbates anxiety and prolongs its duration. And I know you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. The way to regain a sense of calm is to go and float along with the sensations of anxiety and panic rather than opposing them, which only adds more stress hormones to be released, adding more time needed to get through the anxious and panic state. We keep adding logs to the fire when we are opposing what is happening. When we are clenching down and getting tense and thinking scary thoughts about it, about what might be, what is possible. According to Weeks's philosophy, float through anxiety means to accept and embrace the anxious sensations rather than fighting against them. And I'll add in, rather than adding logs to the fire, right? We don't need to do that. She encouraged people to adopt a stance of non-resistance and allow the anxious feelings to wash over them without trying to suppress or control them. By surrendering to the sensations and observing them without judgment, people could gradually desensitize themselves to the experience of anxiety. That's what she talks about a lot, is desensitization. And we do that very gradually sometimes, and sometimes we do it in bigger, bolder moves. We do it in our way so that we keep going forward. She described floating as masterly inactivity. Now that means to stop holding tensely to yourself, trying to control your fear, trying to do something about it, while subjecting yourself to constant self-analysis. And this is what happens. We're going over it and over it and over it in our minds. Now remember, you don't fight your way through anxiety with struggle and opposition to it. You float your way through by letting go of needing to control or figure your way out of the feelings or sensations. Simply allowing the feelings and sensations to pass over time. Now, it is simple. It's not a lot of stuff you got to learn. It's about getting it from your mind, your brain, understanding down into your body. This is such a bodily answer to the anxiety. Claire Weeks said, floating builds on acceptance and involves moving through the sensations of anxiety without offering tense resistance, as one would when floating on gently undulating water. And again, that was a quote from Claire Weeks. So floating has to be one of the most misunderstood words when we are talking about anxiety. The term that she came up with, floating, in her writing, I felt she really nailed it. This was such a great way to look at it. When you get the hang of floating with anxiety, you will really feel the same bodily sensation of floating in the water. Now, I used to use the concept of floating on a cloud when I was helping my children go to sleep at night some 30 or 40 years ago. This helped them relax their muscles and sink deep into the supportive yet soft and fluffy cloud in their imagination. Now, this works well with children who have open imaginations, but for the rest of us, recalling the experience of floating while being in a body of water is easier, and it really helps us to get the physical feel for letting go. We can use float in situations we have anxious feelings about and know we are going to simply proceed. We're going to go forward even though we have to bring Mr. Anxiety along with us. When floating, you don't engage with or fuse with any anxious thoughts or irrational beliefs about being unsafe. You don't get hooked into the thoughts or identify with them. And when you do that, they can just float past you without you entertaining them. Now, when floating, you see your thoughts as being separate from yourself, enabling you to keep from adding more stress to the situation or throwing more logs on the fire, as I like to say. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
So the float is to stop trying to fight it all. Fighting is like thrashing around in the water, and that'll cause you to sink. That's the last thing you want to do when you are in the water and need to get to the shore. You want to relax and float. The float is to let go, to relax your body, as if you were in the water wanting to float on the top. Letting go signals to your mind and body that there is nothing to fear. So see if you can do that with me right now. Just see if you can relax your muscles as if you were going to be floating on the water. Let them go. We can always let go because when we're in busy in life in the day, we have tense muscles for the actions that we're doing, but sometimes we over-tense them, and sometimes we forget to relax them ever. Now, maybe you can't relax your mind right now, but you can relax your muscles, even if it's only a clenched fist that you can relax. The float is also to not think about the whys or the how this is all happening, but to let it be. Analyzing the situation is akin to scanning the horizon for danger and adding more fuel to the fire. We want to stay away from that. Come back into the body and feel your muscles. Where are they? Let them relax as if you were trying to float. And the benefits of this are incredible. I think if you haven't tried floating yet, you're going to be in for a nice surprise, because you not only get through the one particular experience that you're in with less struggle and less fuel to the fire, but you also lay the foundation for your new default, which is peace and calm. You will find that you don't lose it. You don't fall apart. You don't go crazy from letting the anxious feelings simply be there while you float through. Each and every time that you practice floating, you are sending your mind and body the message that things must be okay now and we can relax in this kind of a situation. This feeling is not dangerous. And you no longer add fuel to the anxiety, panic, fire. This is the place where you get to teach your body that you are okay. It's amazing, isn't it? We have these thoughts about what we're thinking, even. We can see that we're thinking, and we can have a thought, why am I thinking that? That's a thought about your thinking. And we can think about how our body feels. And when our muscles relax, that is a clue to our brain that we are not needing to have the fight or flight mechanism or that side of our nervous system turned on. It can stand down. It can just wait for the next real thing that needs a fight or flight response, not our imagination or our thoughts. We can teach ourselves this. And I love the fact that Claire Weeks was able to explain so well the second fear. Because many people, and myself included, when I was anxious, I had it all linked to the external event or person or whatever. We all have that thing. Let's use my elevator for the example. I would think it was the elevator that was making me feel like that because either it was too warm in there or too crowded or I couldn't get enough air in there or what if it wasn't going to open the doors again. I had all of that going on in my mind every time I saw an elevator. I went from 0 to 60 in a second. But it wasn't the elevator that was causing the fear. It was my thoughts about the feelings I got when I went in the elevator, probably because I had a weird experience in an elevator or I didn't feel comfortable one day when I was riding the elevator. And so I linked them together. But it was my thoughts about my sensations that was causing me to stay in anxiety and panic, not the elevator. So I can ride the elevator, is what I had to learn to do. I can ride in that elevator with those sensations of my old fear coming up. Of what if the doors don't open? Oh my gosh, it's hot in here. What if there's not enough air? It's amazing where the mind can go and the body reacts as if it is actually happening. So when we are floating, we get all that still comes up. When you first start floating, you're going to be like, this doesn't work. I'm relaxing my muscles and I'm still having the sensations or I'm still afraid. That's okay. You go with it. You bring Mr. Anxiety along with you. Okay, we have these sensations. We have these fears. The thoughts are going, but there is a part of me that knows that I can float with this. I can relax my muscles, ride this elevator, and when those doors open, I will walk out and I will have taught my mind and body to begin to decouple that experience. This is desensitization. And you do it with the floating without even having to be like, this is what I'm doing. You just eventually find your body tensing up. The thoughts are racing. The fears are coming. Maybe you have your other physical sensations. Maybe you're get the butterflies in your stomach or what racing heart. When that all comes up, you just go, okay, this time to float. I'm safe. I look around. I'm not in any danger. I'm just going to float. You still feel the feelings. They're not gone just because you understand this. It takes doing it over and over again. You relax those muscles. You float like you're on the water. Let yourself go there. You don't have to figure this out. You don't have to know why it came up. You don't have to know when they're going to stop coming up like that, these feelings and sensations and thoughts. Just ride them. Just float on that water with your muscles relaxed. Let go. It will be amazing to you when you get this, but it's just like learning to float. If you didn't learn it intuitively as a kid and you're trying to teach adults how to float, is very difficult. It's not something that comes easily if you didn't know how to do it. Why? Because they're afraid to let go in the water. Well, if I let go, I'll sink to the bottom. That's what our mind would tell us. It's just like with floating with your anxiety. If I let go, I'll go crazy. If I let go, I'll fall apart. Or anxiety will never stop. I have to figure this out. I have to stop it. I have to distract or run away from it. No, you can practice floating. And we're going to dive really deep into the how-to in the next episode. But I want you to remember, till then, add no more thoughts to keep the fire burning. Tell no more stories to yourself about the possible outcomes. Instead, be with all of the feelings, the sensations, the thoughts. Let them be as you let go of muscle tension and slow your exhale. Imagining yourself floating on the ocean, fully at ease and fully supported. I'm so excited for you guys to be practicing this. And even before we go here, one more time, just let go of those muscles. Let them go like you were going to float. You know how to float. Let it go. And what do you do in the water when you let go? You pop right to the top. I hope today's show has been helpful, and I hope that you will check out the next episode where we go a little bit deeper into how to. And I look forward to being with you then. And now for today's quote. Treat fear gently, kindly, patiently, but firmly. Try to float gently over the feeling, never fighting it, never trying to crowd it out of your mind. And that's from Claire Weeks. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.